very important to have a creative outlet. I've only recently discovered that I literally, like quite literally, need a creative outlet daily to survive and be happy. I've recently discovered that if I do something creative every day, something that doesn't necessarily have a point, a practical point, that accesses a certain flow state for me. It's a certain energetic frequency that I'm able to reside in that is kind of like on par with joy, bliss, happiness, calm, peace. It's very much, I think, the vibration of like living and nature and harmony. So, I think a lot of people have blockages in terms of allowing themselves to be creative. I think this in itself is an art. That is something I've struggled with pretty much my entire life. And I'm only recently learning to play. Well, maybe not recently. Like, I definitely knew how to play as a child. But in terms of this like creative freedom, this is something kind of new for me, in my conscious memory at least. Like, I do remember when I was very young, like finger paintings without a care in the world. And I think that somehow got disturbed, that freedom. I'm not sure exactly why. I'm sure it has to do with rejection. But here we are. We're relearning creativity because it's a necessity. I would assume it's a necessity for everybody. And I think it would be really beneficial for people to at least attempt to access that space. Even though it can be very disturbing and uncomfortable, in my experience, like kind of produce the opposite effect. But I think the key to that is finding something that naturally sparks joy in you. Whether that be like gaming, for me it's Sims, dancing, or painting, reading, something of the ordinary, of the mundane, that like isn't part of functional living, that brings you joy, that allows you to access that flow, live in that space, and kind of, you know, learn from it. I think that's the key, and that's what I'm trying to do, because there's something about that that really holds a lot of happiness.